Oh, just had to take time out from all that food. It's just a mad amount of food on there for 12 odd quid. I want to tell you a little bit about my experience this afternoon of the Dubai Metro. I saw it in the newspaper and felt the need to go and jump on it and see if I could go down to the Burj Dubai, the biggest, tallest building in the whole of the world, which was spectacular. Anyway, the first part was trying to get a ticket. Trying to get a ticket was quite a bit of a hassle because it looks like they're having technical issues on that side, which I can imagine will be cleared up quite quickly. And I was told they had a massive surge of people go on it in the last couple of days. Opened 09, 09, 09, so I guess it just, it's first week type thing. And I bought a card which cost me 20 of the local currency, which works at about £3.20. And that card supposedly will last 5 years, but you have to top it up. It's got 14 local currency credits on it, and you pay X amount of credits per journey on it, on the line, on the metro. So I did all that, bought one of those, went on the train, beautifully air conditioned, obviously, as you can imagine, really nice interiors. Didn't really hit me straight away, but nobody was drinking, nobody was eating on board. But that is Ramadan over here at the moment. One thing that I did notice is that most of the places that we passed, food places from Starbucks to other food outlets, were either closed or respecting the Ramadan. I don't even know what I'm going to call it. The Ramadan religion, or what can it, I don't even know what to call it. They're respecting Ramadan, period. There you go. And they eat later on in the day, I guess. They fast all day, I think it is, until a certain time at night, and then they normally feast with their family. And so that was different. That was liberating in some ways because it made me start to think about, the amount of food that we do eat throughout a day, and to actually fast and not eat, and the whole experience of, this immense amount of work that's going on everywhere, construction work. A few details that I did find out about the metro is that it took 4 years, just 4 years, to build this thing. As we were rapidly going up one way, noticed that a lot of the stations weren't finished yet, so it was only stopping at certain places. I got off at the financial district, finance business center place, past the Burj Dubai, which is just incredible to see in the flesh. It's almost like the big citadel thing in Half-Life. You see all these skyscrapers come past, and it's like, yeah, skyscraper. And then that thing is just like, Jesus, it's epic. I posted it on Quick. I don't know if it got through or not. But yeah, totally blew my mind that did. So I got off and then walked over the other side of the track and went up the other side. And I was going to head to Dubai Internet City, as it's called on the map, because obviously I've got to see what's at Dubai Internet City. I presume it's a hell of a lot of bandwidth, hell of a lot of internet techie companies. And I was going towards that, but unfortunately we got so one stop before it, and it said this train finishes here, and everybody had to get off and then go over to the other side to get on a train to carry on going. But I didn't do that. I just jumped on the one back and came back to the mall. I walked around the mall. The mall was incredible. I mean, like, on the scale and more than an American mall, food and electrical, and even electrical stores and hardware stores, like tuned for teenagers. So, the iPods and the little gadgets that a certain age range, right down to a certain age range, very funky, very hippening, hippening, very happen, hippening, happening, happening, hippening, hip and happening. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? That mojito's great. And again, no shops open there until later on tonight. The big, massive load of shops, but 7 or 8 o'clock tonight, it's I presume that's when they're open, or maybe later. I don't know how long the mall's open till. But looking forward now to going to the festival. Time's rolled around really quickly. We're 3 hours ahead of the UK, so I think back home it's 20 to 2, so it's going to be 5 o'clock pretty soon. One of the sponsors is going to meet me here at 6:30, so I'm thinking after I've eaten this, I'm going to head up to floor 18 and go for a swim, because there is a swimming pool up there and these like outdoor things with fans on them. And it was baking up there. It was like a little tiny sun trap next to all the concrete. And that's it. I've got the little N86 from Nokia that I'm giving to the raffle, to be raffled off on behalf of Nokia, of course. And looking forward to interviewing a group of people when I get down there about the Dubai Festival. And that's it, really. Nothing much else to tell you apart from that I'm feeding my face on much-deserved food after trekking around, testing out the transport system. Did I write anything down on the notes as well? Because I looked through some other stuff. It took 4 years. Oh, that was it. Also, there was a lady that I met who lived, she's a lawyer, and she lived about 2 hours away from here, but she's just recently moved to Dubai. And she said that she doesn't see that the Saudis will be actually using the metro. She said it's probably going to be 80% of the locals who, you know, Indians, Pakistanis, and other religions and races would be using it more than them. And I didn't really see, you know, I definitely saw less Arabs, or should I say Saudi people using the transportation, but it has been open only 3 or 4 days. It's only a matter of time before, you know, people start to understand the relevancy of it and the fact that it's, you know, it is brilliant. Aircon, for a start. Aircon on a metro is pretty big deal. And that's it, really. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about transport. Very, very cheap to go on it as well. I think it was per trip, I think it's like 2 or 3 a local currency. So you're looking about, you know, $2.50 to ride it all the way to the end. And that was it. That's all I really wanted to tell you about. I hope you're enjoying these audio boos. I hope I'm not sort of overloading you with rubbish. Or if you are finding them interesting, give me a tweet. Let me know. I'm getting really brave standing at the windows and stuff because I'm scared of heights normally. I'm on the 15th floor. But my solar charger is all charged up. Hedgewitch had asked me earlier on if mine's working out any better. I think it does depend on how well, what kind of sun that the solar panel gets, as in how much brightness that panel gets to how much decent power gets converted into the storage thing. But it's giving me the green light now, which is saying to me that it's absolutely charged. So solar power for the win.